Early on the first Easter Sunday, Mary Magdalene had gone with a group of women to the grave of Jesus. Her first glimpse of the open tomb had sent Mary running to tell Peter and John, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've put him." Peter and John had then run to the grave to see for themselves. After pausing at the entrance, John followed Peter in. Then we're told he saw and believed. John didn't know what to think about Mary's report or the empty tomb until he saw what lay inside it, and that was the spice-laden linen windings that had enwrapped the body of Jesus, not unwound or scattered about, but lying there on the stone slab in the shape of the body. Mute but eloquent witness, no enemy had stolen Jesus' body, no friend had removed it. The Christ had returned to life and left the tomb, and his grave clothes were left behind like a glove which retains the shape of a hand after it has been removed. John saw and believed. Do you see? John himself wrote about these things so you too might say, "I know that my Redeemer lives."